Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And everybody knows this is the Christina Liu Show, but we're very, very fortunate that our Nassau County executive, Laura Curran, is able to join us today with another update. She's been doing updates on all the tremendous, tremendous things that this woman is doing within the county that is just mind-boggling. And we're so fortunate to have you again. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. But I think the credit goes to our residents who have been doing all those tremendous things. You know, people who are rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated, the teachers who are dealing with the difficulties, the parents, the business owners. I mean, we have a wonderful people who live in Nassau County who have been just doing amazing. And I think the big reason why we're doing so well as we get this recovery really underway.
Perfect. I agree with you. That's why you're the leader you are. You share the credit, which is great.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. And I think, you know, when you can support schools, when you can support businesses, when you can support homeowners or, you know, whatever it is, as much as you can, it's just better for everybody. We truly are in this together.
Great. Well, I'm going to ask you, and if you don't have answers, that's fine. Where are we, like restaurant-wise and park-wise? I'm just confused with what's going on.
So it is hard. This week, really Wednesday was the day when many of the capacity restrictions were lifted. So in a restaurant, for instance, they can go to 100% capacity if, and that's a big if, they can do the 6 feet distancing between tables. If, however, they can guarantee that everyone inside is vaccinated, staff and patrons, they don't have to worry about that anymore. I was at the Coliseum. I just popped in just to do a quick news stand-up at the beginning of the game, Islanders game yesterday. That's gone up to a higher capacity. It was at 10%. And now it was supposed to be 33%, but it was actually gone higher because you have half of the stadium with vaccinated people, half of the tickets to vaccinated people, half eligible for unvaccinated people. So you're seeing that going up. Just down at Long Beach for press conference, we know it is actually 100% capacity at the beaches. So things are really loosening up, opening up. I was very happy that the governor decided to align New York State with the CDC protocols for masks and social distancing for vaccinated people. You know, I always say, that's why we got vaccinated. We believe the science. We know that we are, that the chances of the COVID spread are so low among vaccinated people. And the fact that close to 60% of our population is completely vaccinated. And that 60% includes youngsters 0 through 12 who aren't even eligible at this point.
Laura, I saw that you were at the Islander game last night. There were pictures on Facebook, all right? And one of the questions that I have, they said there were 6,800 people there, and that one part of it was vaccinated and the other part was unvaccinated. How do they determine, like you get tickets, how do they know when you get the tickets if you're in the vaccinated category or the unvaccinated category?
Well, the way the Islanders has sorted it out, and I don't want to speak for them because they're in charge of the ticketing, but I'll say this just as a person who knows a little something. If you have when you buy them, you tell them whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, and then you've got to bring your proof. You've got to bring either your negative COVID test or your vaccination proof. You can bring the card that you get, or there's an app that I downloaded on my phone. Used it for the first time last night. Very easy to download. It's called the Excelsior Pass. It's a New York State pass that proves you've been vaccinated. So they do it on site.
And so if you say when you get the tickets, I'm vaccinated, but then you show up and you don't have proof of vaccination, will they ship you over to the unvaccinated side?
So that's a good question. I have not seen that myself. I don't know exactly what they do, but I'm sure they have measures in place. You know, the Islanders is very responsible. They're a very responsible organization. They have things in place to make sure that people are doing what they say they're doing.
You saw a tough game. Did you stay for the game?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I actually didn't stay for the game, but I was following it from home, and it was so emotional. We're tied. It was just like such a roller coaster. And then, of course, did not have the outcome that we wanted at the last, but I am actually going and staying for the game on Saturday. So, you know, we could maybe make it 2-2. That would be good. That would be very important.
Some of the boys were bad, though. There were 10 people in the penalty box at one time.
That's like that's what happens when emotions get hot.
Yeah.
They get penalized.
The other thing I'm going after now, is beaches, because Memorial Day is coming up.
Yeah.
What's the scoop there with our beaches?
So, you know, I was down in Long Beach. I was chatting with the commissioner of parks down there. They're getting ready. Their lifeguards are getting ready. We're reminding everyone, you know, starting July 1st, actually, beaches are going to be at 100% capacity. That goes for the beach that the county runs, Nickerson Beach, and the other beaches as well. They'll be able to go to 100% capacity if their municipalities agree, and I think they all are. And, you know, one thing I want to say is it's so important to get to 100% capacity because we know that transmission is so incredibly low outside. We know that most people are vaccinated. We also know there was very little transmission at the beaches last year. So, you know, if any, I don't even know if there was any documented. I'd have to look that up, but nothing comes to mind. It's a safe thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. It's why so many of us want to live on Long Island, emphasis on island. And it's also good for our economy. It gets people, you know, going out after, grabbing lunch, you know, maybe grabbing breakfast on the way, making a day of it, and supporting their local businesses at the same time. So it's just part of our overall recovery, getting back to normal, doing fun things, shopping local. That's what this is all about. And that's why I'm so excited that the governor agreed to get to 100%.
The shopping local I'm agreeing with, but I also will go back. I'm not a beach person personally, but I agree with you. I think the beaches, outdoors are safe. And people who really are on Long Island, I have clients, you hear about it every weekend, they want to get to the beach. If it's a nice day, they want to get to the beach. So therefore, keeping them away serves no purpose. You're in a parking lot getting to your car. It's just the same as almost going to the beach. I mean, it sincerely. I mean, there's outside enough. Indoors, I still believe you're right with the 6 foot. You're not saying it, but if you keep the 6 foot, and if somebody is not comfortable, nobody has to do any of it. If you don't want to go to a restaurant, don't go to the restaurant. Don't judge somebody else who does go. You don't have to get out of the restaurant.
Yeah, you're so right about the non-judging, because right now, you know, when you go on social media, everyone's fighting, everyone's mad, people who want the mask, people who don't want the mask. How about we just get out and no shaming, no blaming. Go talk to real people in the real world. Put down the phone. You know, this is an opportunity now to be social again. And let's be a little kind and gentle and love each other through this transition that we're going through. We're not all going to agree. We're not all going to want to do the same thing. And I would also say, you don't know people's story. You know, I was speaking with some grocery store workers. They're still anxious about this because they were working in the height of the pandemic. And if they're more comfortable, if makes them more comfortable to wear a mask, I personally am happy to wear a mask when I go grocery shopping. I have no problem with that.
I think we're at the...
Be kind. And just one more thing on the beaches, you know, I'm going to talk about this. This might sound strange from a mental health perspective. When you go to the beach, you go with your friends, you go with your family. It's social. After being isolated and inside and alone, it's good for people's mental health to do these kinds of social activities again. Good for your physical health. And I would also argue it's good for the mental health.
I know you're
going to say vitamin D.
In my opinion,
vitamin D. Yeah. It's good for your mood and other things, your immunity. Immunity.
Right, for real.
I believe that we're at the point with the mask where it's totally an optional proposition. And I mentioned earlier in our show here, it indicated in the newspaper you could go to Walgreens without a mask. So yesterday I went to Walgreens without a mask, and lo and behold, they had a public announcement, which I think was addressed to me because I was I was there without a mask. So they said, all people have to wear a mask. So I had to put my mask back on. So there was a very mixed message. But
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen for a little while, and there's going to be some rough spots here. But my 2 cents worth is it's going to come down to being an optional situation. If you've been vaccinated and you don't want to wear a mask, that's your call. You know,
I agree with you. It is a confusing time, and that's the perfect example. Like, you don't have to wear one. You got to wear one. And maybe you'll get the side eye from some people when you're not wearing a mask. But I had a similar experience today, but with a better outcome. I went to the gym this morning, and the mask, it said, the sign, it said it was optional. So I walked in with the mask, which was all fine, but they had one odd rule. They said, as you walk in, you have to wear your mask, but once you're in, you have to take it off. Or you don't have to, you're allowed to take it off, which I thought, well, that's an interesting rule. I mean, I'll abide by it just out of respect, but I don't know if it makes sense, but I'll do it. You know, we're in this, it's sort of like being an adolescent.
It's a weird transition, you know, I think everyone's kind of just trying
it's a little awkward, it's uncomfortable, and let's not do the blaming and let's not do the shaming. You don't know what people's story is. Just go with it.
I'm agreeing. I mean, it makes no sense to wear a mask in, not in the parking lot, getting into the building, you put it on and then you take it off, but whatever. But I agree with you. The most important thing is if somebody wants to wear the mask through their entire workout, good for them. Everybody has to do it. You want to go shopping, do it.
Yeah. It's about personal choice. And I think that's what you were getting at. But it's going to be a personal choice, which I think makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
One last thing. And I don't know the answer. So I'm asking these questions for Otto, anybody. Is there any rules currently with houses of worship? We don't even get into that.
So I know the restrictions were easing, and I can't remember the details. I'm sorry. I should have.
No, there's no reason to. No.
Changing so quickly. Yeah.
But I know it's hard to keep up with everything.
Something like that should be each person calls their church or synagogue to find out what the rules are, I would assume.
Exactly. Because, you know, even after houses of worship were allowed to open, there were several that did not open.
It's true.
So yeah, call your own. But I think the restrictions have really opened up or about to way open up. If they haven't already.
That's what I'm sensing. Otto, you want to say something?
Like the Islander game, I think we have to get to the point where who wants to go to the game with full capacity? You see it in a lot of other places, baseball games, whatever, full house. You're allowed to have anybody you want. Like I like to go to Saratoga in August. We're now going through this thing. There's 12 of us that go. Can you get tickets? Can't you get tickets? Will we have to wear a mask, you know, or not? Places like Saratoga, I believe, should just open up and say, you can go.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. We're actually going to be announcing soon our concert series. We're going to bring our concerts back. We're going to stick with the guidelines in terms of how many people you can have in the audience. But I'm really happy that we're going to have an opportunity to bring people back to our parks for concerts and other kinds of activities. People really missed that last year.
Last year, that was a total bummer for so many people. I'm agreeing with you that they want to have the option. All of a sudden, it's Saturday afternoon, and you look it up, and there's a band in Eisenhower. There's someplace something's going on.
Yeah.
Go to it, which is absolutely positively great. I'm agreeing with you. You've had your work cut out for you. You're doing a tremendous, tremendous job, as you know. And I thank you so much for, when the time permits, you jumping on and sharing with us.
Oh, it is always my pleasure, John and the gang. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a treat.
Thank you, Laura.
Have a great weekend, Laura. And
enjoy
have a
your
great
weekend,
everybody. You're listening to 88.1 and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend. Goodbye, Laura. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Bye. Happy Friday. Take care.